In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God.
Three major dangers threat all Christian believers today. Namely, atheism, denying the presence of God. Addiction and sexual immorality. The devil is using these three threats to destroy the Church of God, to destroy families, and to destroy individuals. Today, the gospel is telling us a story that involved three figures: a sinning woman, a sinner, and Simon the Pharisee, who just hosted the Lord Jesus Christ in his house. And we learn from this story how people of religion, sometimes leaders, who assume to be much more religious than anyone else, judge a sinner, a poor sinner, who just came to the Lord Jesus Christ to pronounce her repentance in tears, washing his feet with tears and pouring oil on his body, fragrant oil, a sign of repentance that was pretty common those days. But it doesn't stop like that. There is some here, some interaction, some talk between the Lord Jesus Christ and Simon the Pharisee. The Lord knew and felt that Simon was judging not only the woman, but judging Christ himself. And that's something that, unfortunately, we all may get tempted to do when we judge each other, especially sinners. Fortunately, our Lord Jesus sees sinners from a different perspective than most people in the world. We used to look at sin and sinners like someone who is rejected by God. And we confuse sin and sinners all the time. I worked, my dear brothers and sisters, for tens of years with addicts. I spent hours and hours and hours listening to their stories. How their lives ended up becoming addicts, getting engaged in self-destructive behaviors, when they start to destroy themselves and destroy those who belong to them too. And we see every day those sinners in growing numbers, falling victims today to atheism, denying the presence of God, or falling in such behaviors like sexual immorality and homosexuality. And these are all sinful and wrong and bad behaviors in the sight of God. However, when it comes to the way Jesus treats those sinners, it's a completely different story. You know why? Because most of them, if you sit with any one of those sinners, including those atheists and those who deny the presence of God and those who are the junkie of the community, of the society, addicts, and you listen always to a sad story behind their behaviors. In many cases, many of them, my dear brothers, the reason they became like that is because of us, or at least some of us, who may think the same way like Simon the Pharisee, who may believe that they are much more righteous and less sinful than those sinners. And this is a big lie. When you listen to their stories, you listen to sad aspects of their lives, how they stumbled because of a man of religion or a leader in the church or someone who thinks that he or she may be much more righteous than them. And you know what? What happens? Those sinners, once they feel judged, they fall into the worst sin ever, hopelessness. They lose hope. They feel they are doomed. They are going to perish and be destroyed because God is mad at them. He's so angry at them, and he will destroy them at the last day. So they say to themselves, there is no hope. Why should bother? Let me enjoy my life the way I like. Let me follow my instincts and my desires. I don't care. Let me live today and die tomorrow, but let me enjoy today. Or sometimes they say there is no God, because I hate that God who is going to destroy me and throw me in fire at the end of my life. They can't see hope because of our self-pride. Such poor people need to be seen the way Jesus would see them. Because many of them, I tell you, if they can see some light or some beam of God's light and love, they would immediately come back to him. Because they are tired. They are exhausted. And they find that the water of this world is not filling them or gratifying them. But they need God's love and forgiveness, like that woman. They need to see his mercy and eternal love, unconditional love and unconditional acceptance. We have two jobs to do in our life as the children of God. The first one is to show others God's love, God's mercy, and never judge anyone. These people grieve their sins all the time. They grieve their loss. They grieve staying away from the grace of God. And many of them don't believe that God would forgive them one day. Many of them would say, I committed the unforgivable sin. What do they need? They need hope. They need love. That's how they can get back into their faith in God. To have faith in God without feeling and seeing His love and hope doesn't work. The devils have faith in God, but there is no love, no hope. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, we are active members in the Church of God. These three threats in the world outside, atheism, addiction, and sexual immorality, is threatening our children, our families. And our children need to see that at home, need to experience God's love at home between dad and mom, so that they can see God at home first. They need to see forgiveness. As how, when they grow up, they will do the same thing like this sinner woman, to repent. We can imagine today that woman, how she felt after listening to the words of Jesus. You are justified. You are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. It doesn't work, my dear brothers and sisters, when we judge others and judge sinners, because the Lord warned us against judging each other. Who are we to judge others? In the Gospel of St. Matthew, the Lord said one time, truly I say to you, that those adulterers and tax collectors will precede you to the kingdom of heaven. They will enter the kingdom of heaven before you, who think that you are more religious or more righteous than them. God is asking us today to humble ourselves, to repent for our self-pride, the way we treat each other, when we judge each other, and we think that others are more sinful than us. To repent and to ask God's forgiveness, because without that, we will be judged. Do not judge, lest you are judged. May His word be blessed in our life, be fruitful and productive, so that we may be worthy to be called the children of God. Glory be to Him now and forever. Amen.